Hello, dear listeners. Today we are here with Emmeline and Richard Pankhurst. If you don't know her, Emmeline was a brilliant woman. She went to a very prestigious university located in Paris. Emmeline accomplished many things in her lifetime. In 1903, she organized a women's only political movement campaigning for women's suffrage in the UK called the WSPU. She was a militant champion of gender equality. She won the Holloway Medal in 1908 on the 8th of October. So, Emmeline, can you tell us more about your story?
Of course! I was born on July 15, 1858, and was the eldest in a family of 10 children. I grew up in a politically active family. My parents were supporters of women's suffrage. I learned a lot of things from them. Later, I went to Paris for my studies and met Richard, my husband. We got married and had 10 lovely children. I was an activist in the women's suffrage since I first got introduced to it at the age of 14, and I even campaigned against the party candidates in the elections.
What an interesting background, Emily. Richard, what do you think of your wonderful spouse?
Emily, as she loves to get called, was a really strong woman and a wonderful wife. Women would probably not be as they are right now. She gave them rights and freedoms, even though she didn't have the education due to her parents prioritizing her brothers. She was very clever and inspired a lot of people. Her fight for women's suffrage was impressive and made a huge impact on our society. She was cultivated and a pacifist. She strived for fairness between men and women.
Emmeline, you have said many quotes during your battle for women's suffrage. Which one do you think had the biggest impact?
Let me think about it for a second. Justice and judgment lie often a world apart.
I found this one rather interesting because it described really well our world.
Emmeline, do you have a fun fact for us?
Well, it's not really a fun one, but I went to prison for 2 years because I threw a rock at a window during a protest. Can you believe that?
So, Miss Emmeline, you said you had a game for us right before the recording?
Oh yeah, thank you for reminding me. I almost forgot. I prepared a few questions for you and my husband to see if you know me well. So, let's begin. Miss Interviewer, what is my nickname?
I think I heard your husband calling you Emily.
Yeah, that's right. She loved to get called like that.
Okay, then next. When did I create the WSPU?
It was in 1903, right?
Yes, it's right. Then when did I win the Holloway Medal?
In 1908. That was a memorable day.
Finally, Emmeline, do you have something to say to the children and precisely the little girls of the world?
Well, I want you to believe in your dreams. This might be a bit cliche, but it's very important. Life is hard, and that's what makes it exciting. I believe in you.
Well then, thank you so much for coming, Emmeline and Richard.
No, thank you for receiving us, and goodbye.
Goodbye.